We know some Christians who feel Jewish customs, such as Passover, Hanukkah, etc., will continue in heaven and that they should be observed by Christian churches. Is that right? No. It's true that Jesus observed Hanukkah. John 10, the Feast of Dedication, is Hanukkah. It's also in wintertime. That was as was then, as is now, Hanukkah. Some think, I think it's a pretty good case to be made, that in John 5, it's Purim. Now, what's interesting is that both of those are extra-biblical feasts. Both Purim, which I don't know for sure that he went to, certainly it was Hanukkah that Jesus celebrated in John 10. They're not biblical, they're post-biblical feasts, and he participated in them, not to mention Passover and the Day of Atonement and all the bigger festivals. And Jesus, why did Jesus do that? Because he was a Jew under the law. So why aren't we doing Passover today? Wouldn't it be fun to blow the horn and dreidel, dreidel, 8 days of Christmas? I mean, that kind of, I'm so jealous of my Jewish friends when I was a Christian, when I was a child. Well, because of the Bible, Hebrews 10, 1-10 describes the Jewish ceremonial practices under the law. That's all of them. It's circumcision. It's the feasts. It's the food restrictions. It's all of it is a shadow of the good things to come. It's a shadow cast back into the Old Testament by Christ. And so now that you have Christ, you don't live by the shadow. And so the Hebrews 10 was going to teach us that now our sanctification is through Christ, the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, that they serve their purpose of pointing forward to Christ. He has come, and now they are no longer practiced. Now, what's particularly interesting is the Jerusalem Council of Acts 15, because this was a big controversy in the Apostolic Church. And there's the James faction. I don't know if James himself was the fault, but the people around him who said, hey, those Gentiles have got to do all that Jewish stuff. And the apostles, with some elders, by the way, very interesting, the apostles brought elders in with them. They prayerfully deliberated the matter, and they wrote a letter to the churches saying you do not have to bear the burden of the Old Testament yoke in terms of the law. That is a definitive statement that these things are not normative for the New Testament church. Dare I say they should not be thought normative for heaven. Although what those feasts presented, that comes with eschatological conclusion, not only in the first coming, but in the second coming of Christ. So there's a redemptive historical arc from those feasts, but the feasts themselves belong to the period of the law. We don't go back to the Old Testament. There is a difference. There's covenant continuity, but there's a difference between the new covenant and the old covenant.